Dear Paul, it's Mabel here. Your rapidly ageing listener. No, I'm rapidly ageing, I know, listening to you. Who has decided to tell friends and family the truth. Because the truth hurts. Now, this is for the woman over the road with the four kids, three dogs and a fridge parked on her front lawn. I'm not sure what her name is, but she came to my front door the other week with some posts that had been delivered to hers by mistake. Nothing new there. Anyway, she instigated a conversation and I had to be polite because I suppose she was doing me a favour. She told me she was a little down because she'd failed to make her bikini weight again this summer. Aww. Well, lady, here comes the sting. May I suggest in future that you should focus on ski wear? Kind regards, Paul. Mabel. Thank you, Mabel. It's always lovely to hear from you. Dear Paul, my Aunt Mabel wrote to you recently. She did, actually, yeah. She's become quite a regular correspondent, most of the pity. I'm glad she's found the time to contact you to tell you and your other listener about her family and our woes. I've noticed she tells you that she's decided to tell everyone the truth because of her age and that time is short. Well, let me tell you, she's always been like that. And I'd like to return the... Oh, I'm in the middle of a family feud here, Malcolm. The Montagues and the Capulets. Oh, no. When I was younger, Aunt Mabel said to me, Kylie, sweetheart, I see you're playing your computer games again. Perhaps you should play going to the gym instead. And that's why I haven't remembered her birthday for the past 12 years. The miserable... I can't read that on the wireless at tea time. Thank you, Paul. Kylie in Nottingham. Now, we know. Watch this space. I think this is going to run and run and run.